Last night, four Democratic members of Maryland's congressional delegation heard from their constituents. Congressman John Sarbanes, Dutch Ruppersberger, and Elijah Cummings, as well as Senator Chris Van Hollen, took questions at a town hall meeting at the Baltimore War Memorial. WIPR's Rachel Bay was there and is on the line now to tell us what happened. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
We have seen protesters crowding town hall meetings across the country over the last couple months, shouting down Republican members of Congress. Last month, for example, Maryland's only Republican in Congress, 1st District Representative Andy Harris, was booed at a town hall on the Eastern Shore. What was the atmosphere like last night?
Last night was much calmer. The room was pretty packed. There were about 500 to 600 people there. But for the most part, it felt like the delegation was speaking to people who agreed with them. There was some shouting to be heard, but mostly there was cheering and there were definitely no boos.
What sorts of concerns were people raising?
Criminal justice reform was a major theme, as was health care. One woman said she is a cancer survivor and she's worried about Congress possibly repealing protections for coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, which is part of the Affordable Care Act. And she actually had a pretty interesting question.
How can we approach this so that we don't have to get up every month and week after week and fight this so that cancer patients and survivors can go back to their chief worry being whether their tumors will shrink and their medicines will work and they can live the happiest and healthiest and longest life they can?
And then Congressman Sarbanes responded.
I don't know that we're going to be able to avoid fighting this every single month because of the determination, it appears, on the part of the Trump administration and his team to come after America's health care.
So that response was part of a recurring theme throughout the night, that constituents need to continue engaging in grassroots level efforts to affect policy in Washington.
Was there any discussion of the federal budget at last night's town hall?
Yes, there was. So a man named Carlos Crespo got a standing ovation after he asked this question related to President Trump's proposed budget. He spoke in Spanish, but Elizabeth Alex from the group Casa de Maryland translated for him.
Si ustedes están dispuestos a apoyarnos en el presupuesto que Trump quiere hacer para extender el muro y poner más agentes de fronterizos en la frontera.
As you know, President Trump has proposed a $30 billion supplemental budget to pay for the wall and to pay for his expanded deportation force. Will you commit tonight to opposing that budget?
Unsurprisingly, the delegation members were quick to say they will vote against funding the border wall. The budget was also raised as a way to oppose Trump's education policy, such as the expansion of private school tuition voucher programs.
It sounds like there was a lot of talk about opposing President Trump, but both from the audience and from lawmakers on stage.
Yeah, the delegation members frequently raised their opposition to Trump, and all four emphasized the need for grassroots-level pushback. But Congressman Sarbanes also reminded people that they need to pace themselves. He said, you know, we're only 3 months into Trump's term, and he encouraged the audience to maintain that energy level, the phone calls and the petition writing until the 2018 midterm election, which is still a good year and change away.
WIPR's Rachel Bay covers the General Assembly when it's in session and congressional town hall meetings when it's not. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.